Welcome to a brand new week, and this week we're going to the New Testament and we'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 2. We'll be focusing on prayer, so the whole week we'll teach on prayer because that is what 1 Timothy chapter 2 focuses on, and we will do a verse-by-verse study of 1 Timothy chapter 2. So we start with verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. So as you can see, there are two verses here, but I will focus on the verse 1, and tomorrow I will focus on verse 2. So this is Paul talking to Timothy, who was a pastor of the church in Ephesus, and teaching him about how to run the church. And he talks about prayer, and he gives us some priorities about prayer and what you do in prayer. First of all, you would notice that he talks about supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. So they all seem to be the same thing when you read them, but they give us little differences about the kinds of prayer that we should be doing. And the first one is supplication. And supplication basically is making a request to God for a specific need. So you want God to help you with your marriage, and you say, Lord, help me with my marriage. That's a supplication. You are asking God for a specific need. And then he talks about prayer. And in this sense, prayer is communicating with God, the general way by which we communicate with God. We speak to him and he also speaks back to us. The third he talks about is intercession. Intercession is coming before God on behalf of others. So intercession is not for yourself. Intercession is the kind of prayer you pray for other people. And then he talks about thanksgiving, which is expressing gratitude to God for what he has done. So a prayer has different forms. It can be a supplication. It can be an intercession. It can be a thanksgiving. So that's how Paul opens it. And then he says a few things about what we should do with prayer. And he says that prayer must be a priority. So he says, therefore, I exhort first of all. So first of all means this is your priority. Prayer must be a priority. It must be something that we do. And so we don't just pray when we are in a crisis. We don't pray when we are in a dilemma. We pray as a first thing in life. And it doesn't have to be necessarily with a posture, although sometimes it's necessary, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be on your knees. You don't have to clasp your hands. You can just breathe a word of gratitude to God or send a supplication to God at any time in your life, but it has to be a priority. So first of all, we must pray. And then he says we must pray for all men. So that prayer must have an intercessory component. When you pray for all men, it means you're not praying for yourself or for your personal needs, but other people's needs are in your view. And so it's important as we pray that we remember that God doesn't just want us to come to him, me, my need, my breakthrough, my favor, but we also have to be mindful of other people. And as a matter of fact, the more you pray for other people, the more God takes care of your own needs. The more you focus on yourself selfishly, the less answers you have in prayer. So if you see the pattern, you pray for all men. Intercessory prayer is important. So prayer must manifest concern for other people. And anytime we come in prayer, we should look at all men. And why does he say all men? All people groups, human beings from different places, different races, different nationalities, different social grouping. So when you pray for all men, you're not just praying for your family and friends. You're not just praying for your church members. You're praying for the whole world. You're praying for people in China, pray for people in Australia, people in Japan, people in Saudi Arabia, people in Nigeria. Just pray. So your prayer should start looking bigger and broader than your own need. So that is the first thing that we learn about prayer. Prayer, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. Tomorrow we'll look at the second verse. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I pray for all the people of the earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.